Politics is all about messaging and the optics. And the optics certainly seem to be not in the favor of the Congress and the India bloc. This as perhaps what could be a biggest setback, the biggest setback to the Congress in decades. Kamal Nath is upset with the Congress leadership. In fact, he is mulling over switching to the BJP. That is what sources have told NDTV. This could come as a big jolt, as I said, to the Congress. In fact, Kamal Nath is in the national capital amid rumors of his crossover to the BJP. His son, Nakul Nath, dropped Congress from his Twitter bio, and that really fueled all these speculations and reports. This also as in Chindwara, Kamal Nath's bastion. He said that a new chapter of Vikas will begin for the people of Chindwara. In fact, what sources have told NDTV is that Kamal Nath could switch to the BJP for the people of Chindwara and its development. That is perhaps, that could perhaps be an honorable reason for his Congress exit. This as multiple Congress leaders have switched over to the BJP, but Kamal Nath's exit would of course be the last straw on the camel's back, because Kamal Nath is one of the senior most congressmen in the country and a Gandhi loyalist. But listen in to all the political reactions coming in.
हम साथ मिलकर रहेंगे और विकास की एक नई यात्रा शुरू करेंगे. आपके प्यार और आपके विश्वास ने जो मुझे बल और शक्ति दी, इसीलिए ये सब संभव हुआ. चिंदवाड़ा की पहचान बनी और आपका प्यार और विश्वास मुझे हमेशा मिलता रहे, मुझे बल और शक्ति मिलती रहे. आप सबका बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
साथियों, 80 में जब पहली बार कमलनाथ जी चुनाव लड़े तो इंदिरा जी ने आम सभा में यह भावना व्यक्त की कि यह मेरा तीसरा बेटा है. कमलनाथ जी के लिए तीसरे बेटे की एक संज्ञा दी. तो मैं आप सबसे अनुरोध करना चाहता हूं, जो खबरें हैं निराधार है. कोई किसी प्रकार की वो भावना कभी सपने में आप सोच सकते हो कि इंदिरा जी का तीसरा बेटा कांग्रेस छोड़ सकता है? पिछले 7 साल से वो मध्य प्रदेश की कांग्रेस पार्टी के मुखिया के तौर पे हम सब कांग्रेस के कार्यकर्ताओं के साथ कंधे से कंधा मिलाकर निडरता से अपना कार्य करते रहे.
44 साल कमलनाथ जी ने अपनी जवानी छिंदवाड़ा की जनता को समर्पित किया और मैं आपको विश्वास दिलाना चाहता हूं कि आपने हमेशा अपना प्यार और आशीर्वाद कमलनाथ जी को दिया और आने वाले लोकसभा चुनाव में आप वही प्यार और वही आशीर्वाद मुझे भी देंगे कि मैं दोबारा छिंदवाड़ा को विकास की उस दिशा में ले जाऊं जो कमलनाथ जी ने भी आज तक नहीं किया. आप सभी का बहुत बहुत धन्यवाद.
And our panel continues to be with us, but our senior colleague Sunil Prabhu is now joining us live on Left, Right and Center. Sunil sir, you have been reporting that Kamal Nath is upset with the top leadership of the Congress. What is the Congress's strategy now? Has the Congress leadership reached out to Kamal Nath?
Well, there have been attempts to reach out, but the fact is that as sources close to Kamal Nath have indicated, he's not happy with the way things have been panning out in the Congress party. There have been a lot of incidents that have taken place recently after he was removed as the PCC chief, some saying that he was sacked, which he wasn't upset. Then there was a spokesperson who had made allegations like him. But whatever the case may be, the fact is that Kamal Nath is the senior Congress leader. He's been with the Gandhis and been with them in school, from Doon School. So he's, and it goes back to the early 70s, and that is the kind of association that Kamal Nath has with the Congress party, and in particular with Sonia Gandhi, who incidentally has, carried food to for him when he was in jail with Sanjay Gandhi. So there is a long history and a long relationship. But it's in that backdrop that if he does shift to the BJP, it's going to be a huge blow, not only to the Congress party in Madhya Pradesh, but across the country. For the Congress party, it's definitely going to be a big body blow.
Absolutely, a body blow indeed. Thanks very much, Sunil sir, for joining us with all those details. Sunil Prabhu reporting there that Kamal Nath is upset with the Congress leadership and he's considering the BJP's offer to switch over to the Saffron Party. My panel continues to be with us. Let me go across to you first, Tehseen Poonawalla. The fact that, a senior Congress leader and perhaps one of the senior most Congress leaders in the country is considering to switch over to the BJP, it raises very serious questions on the Congress's leadership.
So two things. The Honorable Prime Minister had promised a Congress Mukt Bharat. What he's delivered to us is not just a Congress Yukt BJP, but the 2024 elections will be in elections between Congress Rahul Gandhi and Congress Narendra Modi. So Congress Rahul Gandhi will take on Congress Narendra Modi. That's going to be 2024 elections. So congratulations.
But the ball
to
is in your court, isn't
now
it? The ball is in your court, Tehsin Poonawala, because
sir,
ultimately
you
have these senior leaders going to the BJP.
I do
that
understand.
Means
you've
to see something in this
happening. Allow me. I understand. You've asked me a question. I'll answer
go
to
ahead.
It. Every punchline, if you interrupt me, then there's no point. So
go
allow
ahead.
Me to finish. Then you can ask me the next question. Thank you. Thank you so much. Now, let me give you the second part of it. While I completely concede to the point that, yes, there is a problem in the Congress, I don't know if Mr. Kamalnath ji will go or will not go, but the fact of the matter is there have been many senior leaders of the Congress that have gone to the BJP or to other political parties or parties that are supporting the BJP. So, yes, the Congress needs to introspect. Of course it needs to introspect. How can I get away on your show by saying the Congress does not need to introspect? It is somewhere a problem, a leadership problem, other reasons why people are leaving the Congress and going to a rival party. But at the same time, all of us must together introspect one thing, that those who we accused of being corrupt or being morally out there for fit for politics or being dynasts today are being accepted by the Bharatiya Janata Party. For example, let me end here. Devendra Fadnavis in 2014, while fighting the Congress in Maharashtra, would say the ABC of corruption, A for Ashok Chavan of Adarsh, B for Baramati Ajit Pawar, C for Chagan Bhujbal of Maharashtra Sadan. Today, ABC are in the BJP.
That's a valid
so
point.
Many examples. Yeah, yeah. Himanta
so
Biswa Sharma.
That's a valid point. And Shazia Elmi, yes. How would you respond to that? That there is no principled position.
So
here. You know, if you have people who you've been completely averse to in the past and then you welcome them to the BJP fold, you know, it raises questions on your, you know, on your principles.
Yes. So I like the way, Tehsin managed to derail the topic and take it to make it about corruption and not talk about the fact as to why everybody wants to leave. And whether it's RPN saying, and so Tehsin was saying that all the people who've left Congress party and have come into the fold of BJP are essentially corrupt. But that says a lot about the Congress party. It's not a very good point, you know, Tehsin.
But then why are you
so
accepting
as
them?
In your party,
why are you accepting them?
So as long as they're in your party, they're the great guys. And if they move over to BJP, they become most corrupt. And until they're there,
I never said that.
So the last laugh is on you. But let me finish making my point.
One second, why are you laughing? I never said that.
There has got to be a reason.
I never said that.
Right from, but that's what you're insinuating. That's what
no,
you're
I
insinuating.
No, I don't insinuate
right?
that.
Okay, Shazia,
I said you have to come
back. Your point
I never
I'll
said
go
that.
On to the other panel.
You're making a point that you studied and come. I
said I'll come back to you, Shazia.
But that's not what I said.
Constantly. So the fact of the matter is, right from whether it's Rita Bahuguna, RPN Singh, Jitin Prasad, Captain Amrinder Singh, Himanta Biswa Sarma, Sushmita Dev, who's left for another party, Biren Singh. I mean, I can give you a list, Gulam Nabi Azad. The list goes on and on and on. And instead of speculating and wondering and introspecting as to why this is happening, what is it about the Congress that is repelling its old leaders?
Okay. And let me get Rashid Kidai on this. Rashid Kidai has covered the Congress's politics for a long time now. Rashid, do you think there's a serious leadership void? Because the kind of names we're discussing, you know, from Jitin Prasad to RPN Singh to Amrinder Singh to Gulam Nabi Azad, Jyotiraditya Scindia, these are also Gandhi loyalists who have dumped the Congress.
See, Vedant, we must remember political loyalty is highly transactional. It is not absolute, as in the case of faith, etc. There have been 15 former chief ministers, 15, staggering figure, 15 former chief ministers who have left the Congress since 2014. 12 of them have gone to the BJP. Now, this is something you cannot say that, you know, because Congress people are not finding the present-day leadership as inspirational, whether it is Rahul Gandhi or Mallikarjun Kharge. This is something the Congress leadership has not been able to stomach it. Second thing is about ideology. The Congress has not been able to give anything that is, you know, that would excite people. In the sense, voters. And that is another reason why so many people are leaving. The Congress, instead of introspecting, is looking at it. Ki inke dil mein kamal ka phool khil gaya. See, there are corruption charges, there is the ED pressure.
So would you say, the Congress has not been able to sort of wrap its head around the kind of real politics? It's real politics really that defines today's politics, and perhaps Congress has not been able to play catch up with that.
Absolutely. You look at Jyotiraditya Sindhya's case. The Congress, negated his claim, Rahul Gandhi to be precise, and made Kamal Nath as chief minister. You look what is happening today. So now they've lost Kamal Nath also, they've lost Rahul Jyotiraditya Sindhya also. Hmm. And this is the
Kamal
story that I can
not
give
lost,
a lot of
perhaps,
examples from various states.
Yeah. Okay, so perhaps you're saying that there has to be more, a more comprehensive understanding of what you're offering to your loyalists, and also perhaps a change of guard as well. There hasn't been a change of guard either as far as Congress is concerned. Would you agree, Amitabh Tiwari?
See, essentially, when you are out of power, you don't have much to offer to people in your party, correct? So what do you offer to them? So the people who are leaving do not see the future of Congress party, do not see their future in the Congress party, and are ambitious people. So they don't want to be on the losing side for another 5 years. So they are taking calls like any employee like you and me would do.
Mm-hmm.
So it's a classic issue where the party does not have enough positions to offer to its people to stay on board. And the people do not see future of the Congress party. They see that the party is going to lose perhaps badly in the 2024 elections.
Okay.
And they are taking their calls for their political survival. Otherwise, their political careers would perhaps finish if they do not make this call.
Last word to you, Tehsin Poonawalla. What is the Congress's strategy now going forward? Because, it's certainly been cornered, even in the India bloc as well. It's now perhaps lost its centrality or central position as far as the alliance is concerned as well. So what is going to be the strategy?
The Congress should follow multiple strategies. Number one, it should put a positive agenda before the country. Number two, like Amitabh rightly said about employees leaving, introspect why it's leaders, because leaders are not employees, are leaving, and try and reach out to them and build a bridge with them. More importantly, the Congress should also have an ideology, stick to its core ideology, as Rashid Ji said. And the most important thing, the Congress was always the first nationalist party in the country, and a tent. It was a centrist party.
Hmm.
In my opinion, some of the leaders who are decision making are too left. The left loonies should be kicked out of the Congress, because as long as the left loonies will be there, there will be a problem, because the country has moved away from left loonies. I'm not saying should not do left of center politics, but the left loonies should definitely be kept far away.
So interesting point. The Congress should stick to its ideology and sort of find its footing. Otherwise, you're not catering to anyone, which is why you're losing voters and allies both. Thanks very much for joining us on Left, Right and Center. Well, it's certainly going to be hectic politics as the big general elections are now perhaps just months away. That's all the time that we have on Left, Right and Center from all of us here. Goodbye.